Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Well, with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in the subject of worship, and we're going to be looking specifically at scriptural praise. But before we do that, let's just take a moment, those that are listening, and just for God's people in general, let's just lift them up in prayer, because this is a time where we need the full armor of God, beloved. And so, Lord, we come to You, our Heavenly Father. We thank You, Lord, that You've given us grace to enter in to the Holy of Holies, Lord, that Jesus rent the veil and we can come boldly before the throne of grace. And that's what we're asking right now, grace for our lives, grace for those who are struggling right now. Father, we thank You. You've given us power over all power of the enemy. So with that authority, as You gave to Your early church, we rebuke the forces of darkness against Your people, and we, Father, loose a breakthrough. We loose the Word of God that shall be applied in each and every situation. Lord, You've called us as more than conquerors. You've not meant for us to be defeated or cast down. Lord, we know we have a vicious enemy of our soul who attacks to bring discouragement, depression, hindrances, all manner of things to prevent us from not only accomplishing things in our personal natural life, but the things we want to do for God. And we bind and rebuke that, and we loose the anointing of God to destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus. And to You, O Lord, belongs all and only the glory forever and ever. Amen. Praise God. Well, I have been really excited to be able to share a subject very dear to my heart, and that's the subject of praise and worship. And while this is something that, of course, every church generally begins, even the most traditional, in singing hymns or songs, and the more contemporary churches, of course, have current songs that are written by worshipers, and there's a time of worship and drawing close to God before the message comes, or however the service is structured. But it's important that all of us have an understanding of why God told us to praise. And there is, I just feel to take this time, these next several weeks, to go into this subject, because it's vital not only that you understand scriptural principles, but that you would be able to share with others, that people perhaps coming, you invite them to your church, and if they're unsaved or a very new Christian, they may not understand if there's outward expressions of praise and worship to God beyond singing. And so, what we're going to be looking at particularly is scriptural praise in worship as it relates to our body. Now, before we even get into it, let me just say, let me give a disclaimer. God, the things I'm going to be sharing with you are in the Word. They are not my opinion. I'll be giving multiple scriptures, giving a lot of scriptures to back up everything I'm saying. However, God is a loving and merciful God. The first thing He looks at is our heart. And if we have physical limitations, we may be in a wheelchair. We may be up in years, have arthritis. If you get down on the floor, you may not be able to get up. Okay? Well, I understand that. The Lord understands that. So don't in any way feel sad or negative or down on yourself that you can't maybe do the things that the scripture says. God knows your limitations, and so he is not going to ask anything of you that would be harmful or unsafe or anything. He knows your physical condition. So having said that, let's now go into the Word of God. And Father, we thank you for your anointing. Lord, your Word speaks for itself. And so, Father, thank you for guiding us through the many scriptures we're going to be looking at. And so we can understand in a greater and greater depth how much time the scriptures talk about scriptural praise. And so, Father, with your help, we go forth in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, let's start at the very beginning. We're talking about scriptural praise. What does that mean? When I first came to the Lord, I mean, I was raised in a very traditional denominational church. We sang. That was pretty much it. And when I came into Brother Glass's service, I was 1 month old in the Lord, filled with the Spirit, and I saw things. Everything was decently and in order. The presence of God was there in such a powerful way. But he said, let's praise the Lord. And I don't know what that meant. And so as I continued to remain faithful, as I read the Word of God, I began to understand the importance of praise and worship. So let's start with a basic definition of praise, okay? And this is even not spiritual. So you could praise someone, you could praise a musician for their excellent performance. You could praise your children for doing a good job or an employee. Praise literally means an expression of approval or commendation. It's an expression of approval or commendation. I trust you all know what approval, commendation means. A good, nice pat on the head or the shoulder. What's an expression? I'm getting really specific now. It's an, according to the dictionary, it's an act, a process, or instance of representing something in a medium or vehicle as words. All right, that's what we're most familiar and comfortable with. Well, we can say, thank you. You know, that was a good job. Thank you, waitress. You've been did an excellent job in serving us. We appreciate it, or something to that effect. So it's verbal, but also it could be written. You could write a letter of commendation. I don't know if you ever have. Employers do that for former employees to that they can have in their resume. Music. That's an expression, is it not? Of course, we sing songs when we go to church and in our personal life, I hope. And music in itself is, even without the voice, is a form of worship because it's, as far as scriptural praise, it's music to the Lord. And it's song, it's an utterance. So basically, in virtually everything that I've shared with you, to praise the Lord in silence, it's actually a contradiction in terms, okay? We can honor the Lord, we can love the Lord in our heart, we can adore and bless the Lord in silence, because what? That's an attitude of our heart. In fact, beloved, we are so blessed in this country with the freedom of worship that we have. The persecuted church, when they gather together, it's in darkness, it's in secret, they can't lift their voices like we do. They have to whisper, they have to be very quiet lest they're discovered. So to praise the Lord as we have, it's a tremendous blessing that we can do this in this country. And if you've ever had any knowledge of the persecuted church, they need our prayers. Remember those that are in bonds. That's what the scriptures tell us. So even the term praise the Lord is vocal. And it's really important you understand this because I'm going to be looking at various scriptural ways of praising the Lord that scripture says in relation to our physical bodies. Now, there's, you know, it's important to keep in mind that it's important to we understand Scripture, because a lot of unsaved people have objections, or even many Christians don't understand scriptural worship. They could be offended. I never saw anybody lift their hands in praising God. When I first came to Brother Glass's service, that was the first church service I had been in. I'd been some home meetings, but people were lifting their hands, and I thought, oh, is that something I'm supposed to do? And so I put my hands out right in front of me so nobody really could see from behind. And then eventually I really began to understand, and I couldn't keep them there. I moved them out to the side, and eventually I lifted them all the way up to heaven, and I've never been able to get them down since. That's how I praise God. And so we have to understand, even believers, for example, let me give a scriptural example. I won't turn to read it, but remember David, when he was successful in bringing the ark to Jerusalem, the city of David, with staves carrying the ark, according to scripture, that his wife, Michal, saw him while she was outside. Why wasn't she wasn't there with the congregation? Only God knows. But she despised Michal in her heart. He was dancing, and she thought it was foolish, and that it was beneath his kingly dignity. Okay, so we have to be careful in criticizing anyone that chooses to worship the Lord. And we'll be covering, you know, certain negative things if people are in the flesh or excess, or they're drawing attention to themselves. That's obviously not bringing glory to God. It's drawing attention to themselves. But let's go on. Let's cover the first area, and that's of singing, one the most we're most familiar with. Psalm 81 and 1 says, "Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob." Psalm 95 and 1 says, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord." Let us, that's a command, that's an imperative. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Both of those two scriptures imply just not making, you don't have to have a voice. You don't have to be a vocalist. I'm not. I just have an average voice. But we don't have to have a good voice. Even if you feel you can't carry a note, you can make a joyful noise, okay? And it's both of these scriptures talk about joyful. And I'm telling you, beloved, I remember once I was so tired, and I always stand when I praise God. I just didn't want, this was years and years ago, we were in a crusade service in San Jose. I was sitting down, and I thought, I am so tired, I don't want to stand up. I stood up, and when I did, I could feel the strength of God. It was a little sacrifice. Nobody knew it. I just got up and stood like I normally did, and I felt the strength of the Lord, and I didn't sit down. It was wonderful. So we're just getting into this, and I trust you're excited to learn a little bit more. And I just love sharing these scriptures. It's the joy to my heart. Hope you can tune in tomorrow at the same time. If not, there's the website. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.